It's a tale as old as time for reporters in New York, a government agency requesting more time to fulfill a basic records request. But the two-month extension that the State Department of Health recently told the Syracuse Post-Standard it would need to complete its diligent record search for a state inspection of a Onondaga County facility serving seniors really strains credulity, based on reporting from Jim Mulder, who covers health news for the Syracuse Post-Standard and joins us now to talk about the issue. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Good to be here.
So can you describe the size and scope of Keepsake Village, the adult care facility at the center of this story, and what was their experience like during the pandemic?
So Keepsake Village is a relatively small 58-bed assisted living center. It's not a nursing home, and it specializes in providing care for people with Alzheimer's and other sorts of dementia. And in June, this COVID-19 outbreak began when an employee tested positive, and it subsequently spread. At least 21 employees tested positive, and at least 38 residents were infected as well. And at least 10 residents have died. That's 10 confirmed deaths, but I believe it's even higher than that.
Wow, about 1 in 6, at least 16%. Is that abnormal compared to other comparable facilities?
Well, it seems like a big outbreak for such a small facility. I haven't really done a comparison, but it does seem bigger than normal.
So what prompted the request this summer for a record of an inspection that the State Department of Health conducted of the facility?
I spoke with the Department of Health in early August about this outbreak that we had done some reporting on. And their public affairs office, in response to my inquiry, issued a brief statement summarizing what they found when they inspected the place on July 9th. And in their statement, they said, essentially, the facility did not provide proper supervision to maintain resident safety, and it failed to comply with state guidelines, the governor's executive orders, and the facility's own policies. But it didn't provide any further details, and they told me if I wanted a copy of the inspection report, I had to file a Freedom of Information Law request, which I did.
And what explanation has the Department of Health given for not basically immediately complying with your request, which should seem pretty easy since the Public Affairs Department had the document not too long ago?
Yes. Well, their official explanation is we're unable to respond to your request at this time because a diligent search for responsive documents is still being conducted, which, that's a common answer. It's almost a pro forma sort of statement we frequently see in responses from the Department of Health to these sorts of FOIA requests. Clearly the document exists. The report, we know it exists. It doesn't seem like it should be terribly difficult to put your hands on it. And it's very frustrating that, they're not making this available.
And do you sort of have any idea what other information might be included in an inspection that you could potentially find out with this records request?
Yeah, specific details of what exactly went wrong, how this outbreak began, and what specifically the facility didn't do that it should have done. And, you know, one of the big problems that this whole episode highlights is there's very little that we know about what goes on inside of these assisted living facilities. Technically, they're called state-licensed adult care facilities. There's a lot more information available about nursing homes. You know, the State Department of Health has full copies of inspection reports of nursing homes available on its website, but it has hardly anything available on its website about these assisted living facilities. They'll list, for Keepsake Village, for example, I went on there, and they have nothing from this most recent report, but from older reports, they'll say there was a violation having to do with food services, but they don't tell you what it was. Or they'll say there was a violation having to do with personnel, but you have no idea what it is. So this has really put families in a bind because they haven't been able to visit their loved ones, so they don't know what's going on there. And then furthermore, they can't get copies of these reports. And one of the interesting things is the state regulations say that assisted living facilities like Keepsake are required to conspicuously post some of these inspection reports in their facility so that residents and visitors can see them. But as I mentioned in my story, even if they do that, no one's allowed to go into the place, so they can't see these reports. So there's a real problem with total lack of transparency in the state with these adult care facilities, also known as assisted living.
And I don't imagine anyone from Keepsake Village has offered to send you a copy of the inspection. And you're
no,
laughing.
They have not. I've asked. And they don't even respond to my inquiries anymore. I got an email after this most recent story ran from a woman whose mother just died recently. And she had been a Keepsake resident, and she was infected with COVID-19. And she had been in a hospital for several weeks and recently passed away. And this woman said in an email that she had asked the administrator what the violations were. And she claims the administrator told her, "I can't tell you that." So it's very frustrating for these families because they can't get any information.
I don't know if you're a betting man, but do you think you will get your inspection report on November 10th as promised?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I would be pleasantly surprised if I did based on prior experience. Because what will happen is they'll say, we estimate that we will have this, respond by November 10th. But oftentimes what happens is, right around that time, you get a letter that says, we are unable to meet the November 10th estimated date, and we're going to need additional time. So,
see you in 2021.
Yeah, January. Yeah, and it goes on and on and on. Now, maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised, and they will provide it. I'm not sure.
Well, here's the hoping. We've been speaking with Jim Mulder, who covers health news for the Syracuse Post-Standard. You can find his work at syracuse.com. Jim, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, David. Good talking with you.
Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.